Fox 11's been breaking a really disturbing story this morning. A 61-year-old elementary school teacher in jail right now after pictures of his students bound, gagged, in some cases with insects crawling over their faces. And it gets worse. This is all alleged to have happened at Miramonte Elementary School in South L.A. That's, of course, in the LAUSD. And joining us now live, Superintendent John Dacey. Superintendent, I'm not sure I even know where to start with this morning. Tell me what you know and what the investigation has revealed.
Well, this investigation took place a little over a year ago. The day that it was brought to my attention, we removed him from his assignment, which was last January, January 7th, I seem to recall. And then we worked with the investigation and the police in this matter, and this has been an ongoing investigation. He was done with us as soon as it was brought to our attention. So while this is news this morning, certainly has not been with us since it began.
Well, let me ask you. Let me stop you right there. If this was known and it's coming out as news now, I mean, were you guys sitting on this? I mean, what's been going on here?
Again, the police conduct their investigation with this. So I'm talking about him as far as an employee with us. They, you know, as you know, in all investigations, we are not the investigating agency. The police are in the DA's offices.
All right, no, and I understand that. But here we have photos of these little kids in the third grade bound, gagged. There's some indication that even, I don't know how to put this delicately, so I'll just put it out there, that there was human semen that was involved in being given to these children. I mean, this is maybe one of the most outrageous things people listening to us right now have ever heard.
It's despicable. I'm not his lawyer, nor am I a lawyer, so I don't have to watch what I say. I find it absolutely despicable. It's why I removed him instantly, and it's why we moved to fire this despicable person.
Have you done anything relative to the children and their parents? I mean, what has been the outreach of these district for them?
Absolutely, sir. All during the course of last year.
And what would that be?
We worked with them. We worked with guidance. We worked with our trauma unit. We worked with psychological support. Absolutely. I mean, obviously, we don't discuss the names. And the actual details of that, as you relate some of them, those are not details for me that I can go over. What they are is, you know, that's what the police have said. They will give details on that. We fired him that week. This was a year ago.
All right. So where do we stand with this right now? I mean, obviously, the story is out. Once again, you're having to deal with it.
Where we stand with it now is we continue to provide support to the families that were involved, and we work collaboratively and provide the police anything they have. They obviously have everything they need because they have finally made an arrest, and he's jailed. It's exactly where he belongs.
And what was done at the school in terms of the supervision by the principal or anyone else, this went on during school hours, allegedly.
It's allegedly, ma'am.
Okay, so let's say it did allegedly happen during school hours. What has changed at the school to provide better supervision?
Well, that is not determined whether it did or did not happen. We went through the entire process last year, going through every minute of time that this teacher supervised his classroom before and after school. And we actually made sure that we provided a greater sense of supervision in terms of we don't supervise every single teacher as they're supervising students. What we wanted to make sure was, were there times after school where that could possibly have happened? And we've worked with the police to determine if that is true or not true around
well,
that.
Well, Superintendent, let me ask you that. You say, I mean, you're using the word allegedly happened. But you also tell me you fired the guy on the spot, so you must have a pretty good feeling that it happened.
We fired him on the spot and the evidence in the photograph, sir, not where it happened.
All right.
It makes no difference to me where it happened. It happened to my satisfaction.